I'd just like to record a spoiler warning. I went and saw Harry Potter and the Order of Phoenix, and if you would not like to hear footage, just hear my thoughts about it and want to wait until you can actually go see the movie, then please do that. But if you would like to hear what happened, some of the stuff that happens in the movie, just continue to listen to the podcast. Thanks. Okay, so it's Alex. I just got back from the Order of the Phoenix MySpace.com pre-screening. I was very lucky, being as I live in one of the few cities that is having a pre-screening. But I went to it and had a great time. Sam's not able to go because he's on vacation, and I just figured out about it about 2 days ago, so I was not able to get him to be able to come. But I went with Liana, who you might remember from one of the podcasts before, and another friend. So we had a very good time there. We had to wait in lines for so long. Many people who were trying to get in. There were, there was 8 cities that they were showing, the movie in, and there was 174,031 people trying to get in. So, it was very hard, but we were the, 241st person to get the tickets, so we were able to get in and see it. It was very cramped getting in, but I know you're all saying, I don't want to hear about it, I want to hear about how the movie was. Well, the movie was great, I think. I think that they did there were some scenes that they needed to change, like the Dementor scene was really messed up. Personally, I think that they could have done a lot better. They had a tornado was coming, and then they both ran into a tunnel, and that's where you see the pictures of Harry with all the graffiti behind him is in this tunnel, and that's where Dementors come. So I did not think that was very good, but then we went on to the movie, and there was some things they left out that I didn't like much, but I'll get to them as we go through the movie. So, then the other thing, which you've probably seen from the previews that I really didn't like, was that Voldemort showed up in King's Cross Station before Harry got on the train, which was which I just didn't like, but I forgot about some one thing before that, I was hoping to see it, it's not that big, but I was hoping to see Moody pop out his eye, and put it in the glass, and, just have it, look around, which I thought would look kind of cool, but they didn't do that. So, I liked it pretty much, and it continued to go on, and Umbridge, I think that was a really good person to play that, so it goes to the movie, and then the thing is the DA, the meetings went well, I think how they had it done, but the one scene that I think they really messed up was the kiss. Cho says, oh, there's mistletoe, and, the mistletoe starts appearing above them, and, she wasn't even crying during it, and, from what the book's supposed to be, the kiss is supposed to be, just something quick, from the trailer, that's what I thought, they were showing the whole kiss, but, no, it was more something that reminded me of something you'd see between Ron and Lavender. It was, 5-10 seconds. So that kind of disappointed me a little bit. But they could continue through the movie. So we continued, and if you hear some noise in the background, we're having a thunderstorm here right now, but I thought I'd get this out just to try and get out so you could hear it. So we continue, and like in the trailer before, they've always just put the voice with what goes, like with the video clip it goes with. But in this one, like, there's a storm coming, was like, I don't know, an hour in the movie after the scene on the swing sets, which I agree with the rating that Time gave it when they saw it at the world premiere at I believe it was in London. So I guess that was good. And so I'd give it a 3 out of 5. I'd give it a 3 out of 5 basically is what because it could have been better. I think like I was just very disappointed to see that they cut out the whole date going into Hogsmeade with Cho. And the thing that kind of disappointed me a little bit was that they didn't have Sneak across what's her name's face. Across Marietta's face. And I just looked it up. It was London. The London Times posted their official review, which was 3 out of 5. So I'd probably agree with that. I'm probably gonna put out a more detailed report tomorrow with Liana, my other friend who came with, but I just want to get this out for you to hear. So I hope you'll tune into our report tomorrow for more depth. And I advise, go see the movie. It was a great movie. It's just I think they could have done it better. I don't want to discourage anyone with this, so hope you enjoy it when you go see it. It's coming out on July 11th in cinemas around the world. Actually, no, in England and the U.S. Okay, well, talk to you later.